vážení televizní diváci. V Britských listech máme vynikajícího analytika Polska Tomáše Orinského. Už jsme ho tady také interviewovali. A v poslední době nám přináší stále děsivější zprávy o tom, co se vlastně v Polsku děje. Nevíme, jestli je to třeba příliš kritické, proto máme v dnešních Britských listech Maju Zoe Hebanovou přímo z Polska, která je transgenderová aktivistka. A já bych se chtěl zeptat, jak to vůbec dneska v Polsku ohledně té LGBT komunity je. Maja, hello and welcome to the Britské listy interview. You are transgender or LGBT or what is your position? Can you actually is it okay if I describe you like this quite openly that you are a transgender person?
Yes, that's correct. I am openly transgender and I'm an activist, so I'm quite open about my identity.
Where do you live?
I live in Warsaw. Mm-hmm. I come from Subcarpathia, which is Podkarpatia, which is quite... Mm-hmm.
Used to be a part of Czechoslovakia.
In the south.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Then I moved to Krakow and now I live in Warsaw.
Uh-huh. Warsaw should be a fairly cosmopolitan city. There is a Lord Mayor Trzaskowski, who was trying to win the election, and he is very liberal. So is Warsaw a very liberal city?
I would say it definitely attracts liberal people from across mm-hmm. the country. So there are many many events and many foundations that work here. But at the same time, I would also say that it houses many many conservative people, many conservative organizations. It's the whole spectrum.
I understand that there is this van or more vans with various signs saying LGBT people are pedophiles or something like that. Have you seen this? Have you experienced this?
Yes, I have seen this personally. I have also taken part in stopping this bus. And it's terrible because there is even more to that. It's calling LGBT people pedophiles. Mm-hmm. It says that gay people adopt children to rape them. It says that they spread disease and they are likely to die young. And these vans get police protection. Mm-hmm. So they are driving around many Polish cities. People are just walking in the streets to stop them. Mm-hmm. And then it's those people that get tickets or that they get
punished.
Stopped by
mm-hmm.
the police and the mm-hmm. van just drives away.
Uh-huh. Can you tell our viewers a little bit more about your daily life? How is the rule of Prawo i Sprawiedliwość party affecting you? And how is it different now when you compare it to previous regimes in Poland?
So far, they haven't passed any bills that would target LGBT people. Uh-huh. But the way they speak about us, it's uh-huh. very negative, and it's they are using prejudice and they are maintaining harmful prejudice against minorities to get more votes from people, from conservative people, and they have been talking about some actual anti-LGBT bills. A part of me wants to believe that it's not going to happen, that they are just talking to get the subject rolling and just get people talking about it and get them to unite against the common enemy, which is now LGBT people. But at the same time, so many things have changed in this country that a part of me is also saying that maybe I shouldn't feel so comfortable, and maybe I should get used to the idea that maybe we will see some kind of Russian-like ban on LGBT propaganda or something like that. For example, currently there is a project of a bill to completely ban any pride events, pride marches, mm-hmm. and it's a citizen bill. It's a citizen idea, But the petition is going strong. Currently, the head office of the Polish church has backed this idea, and they are gathering signatures in churches. So I think they will manage to get the required amount of signatures. It will go to the parliament. And I'm not really sure it's not going to be passed. So I would say there is a small chance that they are actually going to ban marches, ban prides.
How does this new atmosphere in Poland affect you personally?
It's extremely stressful, and especially since I don't really shy away from the news. I read news constantly. I get very I am very active in the social media, so I am constantly bombarded with news of people getting beaten up in the streets and, you know, getting called names in the streets. I can definitely see a large increase in the amount of such incidents. I would say there is no week without news of someone getting beaten up, and very often it's a personal acquaintance. It's someone that I know, or that my friends know. There are many people talking about moving to other countries, etc. I can definitely say that there is a very large increase of this nervous, suffocating atmosphere.
It is very depressing when an official government is actually encouraging people to violence, which is what then sort of makes various pathological elements in society to actually then do violence. But one thing that I don't understand, maybe you could explain it to me, why have they decided, well, you touched upon it, you said that they are doing it for electoral reasons, but why would somebody want to attack LGBT people, homosexuals? I don't understand it. Can you explain their reasoning? I suppose the Catholic Church is probably behind it, but even so, why are priests who are mostly pedophiles themselves, why are they against the LGBT community? Or is this hypocrisy, or what is it?
They are basically scapegoating. And, mm-hmm. you know, in previous elections, the government did that with refugees. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, the refugee crisis was the number one subject in the news.
This is what we understand, because this was the same situation in the Czech Republic. Rather than solving real problems, they created this fear of refugees. Who are they going to destroy your country? Yes, go on.
And basically, well, like you said, the Catholic Church is extremely, extremely important in Poland. It's extremely significant in the social life. So the conservative ideas are still very much alive in Poland. There is a large opposition to the equality of minorities.
I don't even know whether it's not a misnomer to call it conservative. It's nothing conservative about hatred of LGBT people.
Yeah, especially since in the West, it's you know, conservative to be for gay marriage, for example. It's just mm-hmm. a golden standard. But mm-hmm. in our country, it's being perceived as extremely leftist to be for equality and against discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I hear that you are supposed to be able to beat your wife, but only once or something like that. It was a law.
The opposition to this anti-violence bill that we are supposed to be leaving soon, mm-hmm. this Istanbul Convention, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's also largely because it's apparently very leftist, and apparently it's promoting gender ideology or something like that. Basically, if you speak about gender roles and gender stereotypes and gendered violence, etc., it's leftist and it's subversive, it's gender ideology, LGBT ideology, etc. They just mm-hmm. want to pretend that there is no problem. It reminds me of the of how they treat sex education in schools, for example. Mm-hmm. They would rather pretend that teens are not having sex and just pretend that the problem doesn't exist and actually talk to them, even if it's maybe uncomfortable for them, and maybe solve some issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all the time pretending that there are no problems, and if someone is talking about the problems, then they are just pushing ideology.
Do you find it depressing that 30 years after the fall of communism, Poland has successfully recreated a communist state?
Yeah.
And what is it in people's mentality that they really require authoritarianism and support it? Is that because it's secure?
I don't think people really see it as authoritarian. I think there is a stigma in Polish people that we are this poor nation that everyone is always attacking and betrays, etc. We have this this need for sacrifice and feeling like a hero or a martyr. So I think we have been fed this propaganda that we are this sole island that will defend Europe from atheism and Islam and gender and LGBT ideology, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people actually want to hear that. So when they hear that the European Union is against us, then they see it as something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are being criticized for attacking minorities, then they think it's all right, because if the West says we should be accepting of minorities, then it's obviously wrong.
So basically the basic norms like humanity, decency, human rights, that is all foreign to Poland these days.
Human decency, no. However, LGBT rights do not fit into this, into human decency. Basically, human decency towards queer people is to not attack them in the streets, not beat them up.
Mm.
So it's like you are free to live. However, you should do it quietly. No one should know. Basically, don't ask, don't tell. Just live your life in your own home and pretend you're not gay or you're not transgender.
And this argument, this worry, that they could arbitrarily choose any minority to attack next time and it could affect them, that doesn't bother Poles.
I don't think they realize that they could be next. And to be honest, I think Polish society is maybe a bit harmed by the fact that we are so similar to each other. Everyone
mm-hmm.
is white, everyone is Catholic. So there are not that many differences, and we are not being taught from a very young age that we should be tolerant towards people who are different, because whenever we look, everyone is the same.
But there is a relatively energetic opposition press, opposition media in Poland, Oko Press, various other websites, all these things that we are talking, look, they could actually go after you if you support this. Is this argument not presented to the public by the opposition media?
I think it is, but I think people are just buying this this explanation that if someone is being attacked, then they must have done something wrong. So if it's judges, then the judges were corrupt. If it's teachers, then the teachers
mm-hmm.
were greedy. If it's people with disabilities, then these are people who are not really disabled, stuff like that. It's always some kind of explanation. There's always this suspicion that everyone else is just that they have done something wrong, so it's okay to attack them.
Finally, briefly, what's the future for Poland?
Well, I'm hoping that we can get some help from Europe I am really hoping that the parliament, the European Parliament, will try to influence Polish government to stop this hate campaign. And I am hopeful a bit that the harder they attack, the bigger the opposition is going to be. The previous presidential campaign has already shown that the vote was a very, very close call. So I'm hoping that people are getting tired of this, and that maybe some of those who were just quiet before will now speak up. But apart from that, I am also very, very afraid that it will go even worse, and that maybe we will be closer to Russia when it comes to legislation on minorities than Germany or Czech Republic.
It's slightly worrying, very worrying. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you. Děkuji bardzo. Děkujeme vám, vážení televizní diváci, za pozornost a nashledanou.